If you're wanting use of violence, profanity, rude humor, and the portrayal of drug and alcohol use. Welcome to Dummies with Dice, a Dungeons & Dragons actual play podcast that follows four not-so-average dummies of our world that get caught up in a magical storm and are transported to the world of Dungeons & Dragons, where they must survive and try to find a way back home.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Lee. I play Miss Muffin. She's a crazy cat lady rogue. Fun fact, Miss Muffin eats ice cream before bed every night and is missing it so bad in this new world.
What up? Nate here. My character's Duke Crystal. He's the 32-year-old drug-addicted barbarian of the group. Fun fact about Duke, he has a third nipple.
Oh my God!
I will not disclose where it's at, though.
We're not judging. We don't judge that.
Jesus.
thanks, dude. <Amy. laughs>
Threw him a curveball.
Curve nipple.
No, third nipple.
Third nipple. You done joking?
Damn, Archie.
You done joking about it?
Hey, guys.
It is inhaling.
Hey guys, Ryan, R1. I'm playing as Archie Ortiz, the 76-year-old MMA gym owner. He's also the monk of the group. Fun fact about Archie, his favorite genre of music is EDM.
Yes!
EDSM.
Which man had a hearing problem.
Hey everyone, Ryan Tucker here, R2. Here I play as Flea Stick Sock Jelly. I am the hobo trash master cleric of the god Rumkey. I am a MacGyver of all things trash and garbage. Fun fact, I poop standing up.
No!
That's great.
That's even worse than the
No one
one
trained him. No one praised him. You don't
he
know.
He also wipes back know. To front.
He also poops out his penis and shits out his ass. It pisses out his ass.
What does he do? So is it like, a purely like vertical
I'm
poop
upset.
Or is he like squat?
Like, no, like against a brick wall.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were straight leg.
I'm from the streets, bro.
Straight standing up. Straight down.
You have shit on your leg. I know.
I'm actually like, sitting down.
He's like, no, I
get drunk passed out.
He gets into a sumo stance.
Oh, God. My name.
Just hit the back of his
What's
head.
My name? I forgot. My name's Tristan Hayes, and I am the Dummy Master. And my fun fact is, oh, this goes well. The largest piece of fossilized dinosaur poo discovered is Flea Sticks Alleyway. No, I'm sorry. The largest piece of fossilized dinosaur poo discovered is over 30 centimeters long and over 2 liters in volume.
Ew.
Oh, man, the whole 2 liter.
How did they know it was a dinosoor poo?
Well, I hope it's not a man's poo.
Push that out.
Giant naked Neanderthal.
The first human.
So, tunnel collapses on Hazel, the kitty. The tunnel looks to be soft dirt. You can dig it out if
yeah.
you want to give a strength check.
I want to. I have no strength, though. I'm pretty sure my strength's a minus one. Let me double check
Is anyone
that.
Helping her do this?
I can help her.
15
so
minus one, 14 strength
I
check. Let me dig out my baby girl.
Okay, yeah, you dig her out enough to where you can pull her through, but the tunnel is like filled with soft dirt.
Next
so.
Step.
Okay, so I pull her through. Is she okay?
Yes, she's okay. It was a matter of suffocation.
I'm never
if
using
you were not
her
able
again,
to get her out,
Duke Crystal.
She is a little scraped up, a little hurt paw, and she's all like covered in dirt.
I don't have a strength check.
The cat found the trap. Good work. Did its job.
Okay, so yeah, that happens. The tunnel's collapsed with soft dirt. And there are two sarcophagi in the room, and I believe Duke Crystal was planning to search one, correct?
Yes, the one on the left side of the room.
Okay.
For his perspective.
So the east one. In this room. Okay, so... Give me a strength check to plop this thing off the lid.
Yep. 16 will do it.
Yes. So as you get a grip under the lid of the sarcophagi and you sarcophagus, if it's a single one.
Yes,
a sarcophagus, and you like lift and you feel it kind of break free and you flip it open and a cloud of poison acid shoots out into the room and fills a 10 by 10 foot room area of the room. Everybody, make me a dexterity saving throw, DC 15.
But I'm good though. I'm poison resistant.
I think your advantage, like you can. You can make an advantage not to be or poisoned or something like that, unless it says immune. Everybody in the room, because this is.
I have advantage.
Well, I already rolled a better one the first time.
Yeah, you get advantage against poison, so you get to roll twice to see if it.
I have advantage on dex saves that I can see while not blinded, deafened, or incapacitated. So technically, could I see the poison spraying out as it comes out?
Oh, you looking at
it? Yeah, because you're looking straight into it. Well, you see the
so
fizzle
should,
and
so
the
So I should have advantage
acid.
On the deck.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay.
Cool. Okay.
I got a 14.
Thank God I got advantage. 11. Still not great.
Well, dexterity saving throws
okay,
for you
okay.
two. And then I will concur what happens towards the end.
Nine.
Okay.
Nine? What'd you get?
Nine. Ten plus one.
Okay, so everybody fails.
Sweet.
So we're gonna take some damage here.
Pause.
Queef.
Why?
Because you just said I got nine. Well, 10 plus 1. That's
I said 9 plus 1, 10.
Okay, good.
Okay. So
if I said 10 plus 1, it was on accident.
Then, okay, so. 3, 2, 2. Okay, so 3, 2, 2. Yeah, that's
seven.
What you take. Yeah.
Seven.
Me?
Yeah, all of you.
Did your cat make a dex save?
Seven damage.
Oh, yeah, give us a dex save for Hazelnut.
Hazelnut.
Jesus, I'm already back down to nine.
Fail.
Are you serious?
Why would you do that to me?
Oh, Duke had to mention it.
Okay, so you all like are getting hit with like hard poison gas and start flowing out of the room and to get away from the cloud. And, Miss Muffin, you, like, take off running with Hazel after you just pulled her out of the dirt. And you run around the corner, and, you look down, and she's very green.
My God.
Make a medicine check.
Hazel? Nine?
You give her a little bit of a pat and some smack around, and you can see life breathing, but she is not moving, and she's weak. But
what do
she
I do?
Is
what
alive.
Do I do?
You may have to take her to somebody who can help with poison. But she is definitely hurt and down for the count for the time being.
Will she be...
This fucking cat. Oh, my God.
I opened the wrong sarcophagus.
I'll kill myself.
The wrong one. Next.
Okay. I'm going to go over and open the other one.
Well...
Because I don't fuck around.
Let's see.
Well, I'm
going to... Do I have stone cunning?
Wait.
Okay, so yeah, the cloud disappears
wait.
After you...
Duke Crystal has healing potions. Can they
you
be used
on
my cat?
No. She's
terminally ill.
She is,
what
she
about
is
my
poison.
Spiritual fan I have flying around? Didn't blow the gas in the different direction?
No,
anymore?
The gas dissipates after it shoots out in the area, so the room is clear now, but you can try to open the other sarcophagus if you'd like. You're going to open the sarcophagus?
May as well everyone else just not stand near it when I do this.
Okay. Strength check.
I'm holding my breath. I have my helmet on.
I'm holding my cat and I'm
21?
Dying.
21? 21? Yeah,
with
you
her.
Pop the lid right off and a cloud of acid sprays out.
Dope. Advantage on the save.
Yes, dexterity save.
So, 13... 13.
13? Okay.
Yeah, I got an 11 last time. That's
yes.
be better.
Well, so, yeah, still fails.
Fucking A.
4, 1, and 1. Okay.
6.
6
hands.
No, you guys all stayed out of the room while he...
Oh, I didn't
was there anything in them?
You know what? Yeah, let me roll. And I'll tell you what.
Can I like. Search the empty sarcophagi now?
You find 150 gold pieces.
Can I search the other?
No, I'll say between both of them. Like, there's 150 in between both. Vince Duke opened
what
them
else
and almost
is in
did
there?
More damage. Just two sarcophaguses and that sarcophagi. Why do I keep changing it every time I say the name? And the tunnel that collapsed. And the remnants
tunnel,
of...
I wonder.
Hazel's last breath. What?
I said, I wonder what's through that tunnel.
You want to go through the tunnel?
I said, I wonder what's through it.
I don't know. I mean, you can try to dig your way through it if you'd like, but that could end in consequences.
So. I don't want to cave in again.
I have animal handling wisdom, so shouldn't I be able to roll and find out if I can help
her? She's desperate.
Yes.
I think it's more so the problem is she's a crit fail on a poison attack, like an acid, you know, like she's burnt up with acid. Like she needs some specialized healing to get her back to normal.
Yeah.
Wait, was it acid or poison?
Acid.
Oh, yes. So yeah, her fur is like gone.
I mean, I said poison like... cloud, but I meant like it sprays like a cloud of acid like pops alien. Out. So, yeah.
But I have animal handling skills, so can I not heal
that
her?
Will not stop no, the fact that stop. The acid yes. has eviscerated her body. In a
she is breathing, but she is definitely incapacitated. As you would say, like,
just shake her around real aggressive. It'll fix her.
Let me grab a hold of her and see if she's all right. So.
Can I try and feed her a can of
wake
tuna?
Wake up.
She ain't gonna eat.
No, she's basically downed, is what I'm taking her as right now. She's not fully dead, but if you don't get her help eventually, she will have to care. The right kind of help.
I want
to
get her help right now.
Well, then you better find people.
You better venture off.
The only town you know is.
Venture off on your own.
See, potion will buy one off, dude.
A normal potion won't do it.
It won't?
No.
I guess I can use a spell.
This is crit fail damage of acid, so.
You can't use
can he use a spell slot?
Damn.
Heal her with
a
spell.
With a cat?
Heal her with
don't
a spell.
Do it. Don't do it.
If you want to use
a spell slot on the cat, I will let you use Cure Wounds or like Lesser Restoration or something like that to cure something. So
please do that.
If you want to use
Siphon Life.
Or there
don't
may be...
I have the one that just makes it stand up, though?
That's Spare the Dying. That makes it where they don't have to make death saves and they'll be stable instead of just dying and dying or rolling and failing. Or if there's somebody maybe at Haven that could help or
but
something.
Spare the Dying spree, right?
Yes, that's cantrip.
It's a cantrip, so I could just like
make
her stable.
Yes, you could make her stable to where you know she won't die until you get her help, but she will still be fucked up.
Are you happy with that? I'll use that.
Okay.
So she crit fails.
Okay, Flea Stick, yeah, you use Spare the Dying to keep Hazel from actually completely dying.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. She's still very injured and very incapacitated.
Oh, we're having an orange
chicken. Okay, like in only one hand.
Yeah, you gotta carry your
Archie
cat now.
And Duke Crystal are asking for death.
Do you want me to put him in my poncho bag, in my bag?
I'll carry him.
I'm gonna keep her on me.
I'll carry him.
She'll be safe with me.
Okay, so now what would you guys like to do?
Well, there wasn't shit in my place except some gold and acid, so...
I need to heal.
If you,
So does my cat.
But I don't have any.
Are we all, like, hideously scarred now? We just look...
I always have
monsters.
We were already hideous.
I will say,
cats.
As far as you can tell from the other halls, like, if you were to go down the west passage, you can tell that it seems to be about the same as this room. There's a couple sarcophagi... Nothing.
Don't
nothing.
Open
of,
them,
nothing.
Duke Crystal.
There may be stuff. There may be. Yeah.
Don't.
So it looks like almost the same room, but just with a little more.
I'm not going in the rooms he's going in.
Well, let's hit the one that doesn't look identical to this one.
South path.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see what it's all about.
So, as you walk down this path, you come into a small room and you see bones scattered all across the ground. And who's the first person to walk into this room?
Probably me.
Duke? Okay, Duke, as you enter the room, you see the bones start to, like, shift and morph and pull together, and it forms a skeleton horse. And this horse kind of just looks at you and doesn't attack, but it's looking, like, curiously at you guys.
It wants him to
as you walk in.
I stick my hand out
slowly. You see the like crinkle of the bones like on its nose where its skin and flesh like used to be, and it like kind of crinkles up, and you see it like almost kneel down as if it wants you to climb on
nice.
It.
Oh,
I'm
hopping on it for sure.
Oh my god!
Nice.
Sure. So as you come up to hop on it, like you realize the ceiling is not very high for climbing and riding a horse in this place. So like the horse is like almost like bowing to you, and then looks at you and is like, okay, and then stands back up. But you see the bones like shift and morph and get smaller into like. A smaller
what?
Horse that
what?
Shrinks
nice.
Down and it starts to move with
pony.
You guys through
you got
it,
a
so.
Transformer.
You've got a skeleton horse, an undead skeleton horse that can shift its size a little bit smaller and a little bit bigger.
Name it.
Bones.
Bones?
Bones.
Okay.
Nice.
Bones, the horse.
Nice.
Just make sure they don't lay down for long periods of time. Their stomachs are turned.
I say, as you look, you see like pieces of like stomachy like flesh like hanging out the bottom of him. And he just looks at you like, it's gone, like don't even notice. Yeah. So that is mostly, I think, it for Dragon Barrow down there. The tombs that you've discovered. You don't see any more paths that appear off. Oh, well, you do see the exit of the tunnel that collapsed inside that room. So.
Oh, it's just a direct.
You can't dodge for nothing almost.
Almost. you guys make your way back to the spiral stairs to head out of this place. Is there anything else you want to do in here?
No, I want to go get help for my kitty.
We need to go rest up.
Rest up.
I need to go get potions.
So you guys.
My horse out of this.
You get to the spiral stairs, and then the horse still looks at it, and is like, And you just see him, like, crinkle his bones up, and, like, start going up this, like, 5-foot-wide, like, little tight spiral stair to walk up to the top, and then you guys find yourselves back on top of the 30-foot hilltop with the big spikes of the bones-looking stuff on top where you secret entrance was.
That has to be uncomfortable without a saddle.
It's shoulder blades.
There's penetration happening.
Nice rounded shoulder blades.
You better not get a gallop going.
We'll have to get him a saddle.
Yeah. My gooch pouch is protecting me.
Okay, nice. So as you guys climb back out the top of the secret entrance, you're all kind of doing your thing. You know, Duke's kind of looking over his new horse. Miss Muffin, you're handling Hazel. And then you feel like your wrist, the spiked collar that was given to you by Lilith Darko, it starts to, like, kind of vibrate and glow, like as if it's a cell phone ringing.
And I scream, I've always been terrified! What the fuck is it doing?
So, you do? Are you gonna answer it, like,
what did she say?
Anything to it? I don't even know what you just said, so.
I've always been terrified of it! What the fuck is it doing?
You can tell that it looks like a cell phone. It's ringing. Like, somebody's
you
on the other end.
Hello?
Hello?
You hear Lilith Darko's voice. She goes, where the fuck are you guys?
Is it you I'm looking for?
I don't remember. What do I say?
None of your fucking business. No, I'm just kidding.
Where are you, Lilith?
This is, I'm in Darkhaven, where we just, you know, got attacked by the orcs that you guys slaughtered in the street and then left to go do whatever you did and then never came back. What's going on?
Stuff.
Tell me what to say, friends.
We're adventuring.
Tell them we've been handling it.
Yes, all right, I got this. All right.
Your phone call.
Obviously, we went on an adventure, Lilith.
An adventure. You went on an adventure. Okay. Yeah. So, are you going to come back?
Side quest.
Are you guys okay? What's happening?
No, we're not okay. And yeah, we're coming back. And I need someone to save my cat.
Your cat? Chicken? Is that what you're talking about? Oh, you mean, the pet thing that you carried around. Okay, yes, okay, you need someone to take care of it?
I need someone to take care of her, she's dying.
I'll take care of it.
Yeah. So you need help with your cat.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, if you guys come back, and we need to talk, and I will see what I can do for your cat, see if we can help it.
Good deal.
What's wrong with the cat? What happened?
She was acid sprayed poisoned.
Acid sprayed poisoned. Okay, we'll see what we can do for that. And then you feel the energy from the bracelet kind of fade off, so.
Come on, guys, did you guys hear that? Is this real? Did that just happen?
Are you guys going to head back to Darkhaven?
Yeah, we have to.
Isn't that like a fucking hall?
Resupply? You guys didn't venture, like, too far away from Darkhaven.
We've got skeleton horse.
So, where you guys were, yeah, you were, like, kind of in the middle of the forest.
We could literally ask the skeleton horse to get
bit. You kind of went out of the edge of the forest and then just traveled down a little bit, down the road. Okay. And then Centaur Man came and you killed it.
Mr. Master? Mr. Master, sir?
That's Mr. Dummy Master, sir, to you?
Mr. Dummy Master, sir, can I use my animal handling and ask Duke Crystal's permission to ask his horse to get real big to fit us all on it, to take us to Darkhaven like that?
Yeah, sure.
So that would be...
I believe his name is Bones now?
Yep. Oh, yes, Bones. Well, I have to get permission. Duke Crystal, can I do that?
Ride your cat.
Okay, so I got a 10 out of... I got a 10 plus 3, so I got a 13.
A 13? For her to see if so he can get big?
So I'm like, yo, Bones.
To see if she
Duke Crystal, your guy up there.
Convince my
He might horse, not want us to, but can you get all big, please, and put us on there and take us back to Darkhaven so my cat can live?
So... Special thing about this thing, it bonds with the first person who So he kind of looks at you with your 13, and then he looks back up to Duke, and he like gives you like a... He like looks back at you, and he goes... And just shakes his head, and he's like, I can't... Like, yeah, you can see in his face, like, he goes like a little bit bigger, and he's like, I can't go back. And just like shrinks back to a normal size.
Well, then horse. We're fucked, we're on foot, but we're still going back.
Pay man.
Yeah, you guys can pretty much travel back to normal speed. It won't take you, like, days. You're not far. But if you want to go back to Darkhaven, that is, we can do that.
Yeah, I got to.
I don't care. We can take the horse.
Whoever...
Oh, change of heart!
Wait, so you will let them ride the horse? That you said?
Everyone but her.
Oh, my God! I'm the one with my dying cat!
You had to open your mouth.
Here, I'll grow it on a piggyback ride, and then I'll ride the horse.
You can't. That's the problem with Duke, is, like... Duke, you give him the bit of a emotion to push away.
I give you an inch, you take a mile. You ain't getting nothing out.
Okay, so I need somebody to make me a nature or survival check. One Hold of you, up. Whoever has Hold is good.
The one walking?
Any of them. This is just a kind of. This is
I
just,
got a four.
This is just to kind of traverse the paths and get back to Darkhaven.
Who's got the best one?
I've got zero nature and one survival.
I got four survival.
So you. That's probably you one of the best. It. I would you say.
Yep, I got two survival.
So. 16 plus four.
Okay, yeah, you're easily able to navigate back to Darkhaven. And,
I just realized I said that for him.
Let me get my map.
We walk the horse slow, so that's she can keep up, kind of. That's a
No.
The horse not doesn't on the matter uphills. To me. I'm the one. I'm holding my dead. I'm holding my dying cat. So you guys can ride on and do whatever the fuck you want, and I have to walk there with my dead cat anyway.
Mm-hmm. She's not dead.
Dying cat.
I thought you were piggyback riding me on the horse.
I can.
Okay, so
you can throw me off.
So
I didn't say you could ride him.
as you guys approach and come into Darkhaven, the town there, you see Lilith at the edge, and where Goblin Zilla was, the one you guys slain in the street and then left after reading the note to go take out the camp.
Yeah.
You see like there's just like pieces of him left, and you see like a few like other tieflings and stuff walk by, and they're just chopping him up to remove him because he was too big for them all to just carry. So they've just been chopping him up slowly and taking him out, and then you see them taking body parts away and stuff. And Lilith is standing there, and she goes, "Oh, you guys came back! Thank God." Miss Muffin, your cat.
She's right here. Please help.
And she like looks at it, and she's like, "You see her like visibly like gag a little bit."
Oh
she's
my
like,
oh. God, bitch!
Oh, and she like takes it, and she goes, "This thing is very badly damaged, and we will take it and see what we can do. Depending on some rolls, we'll see how it comes out."
I'm going with you. With her.
You're going with her.
Oh yeah, I'm not okay, leaving her alone with anyone.
Okay, she hands her off to a tiefling. like just this, a tiefling with the horn, you know, those type people, and you guys kind of head off into the direction of the houses and stuff.
Deal.
Then as you guys go away, Lilith turns to the rest of the group, and she goes, "What's your guys' plans? We've sent people over to the Wizard's Tower to kind of study some of his stuff and see if we can figure out what was going on to help you guys with your little dimension problem, universe problem, wherever you're at. So far, we haven't turned anything up. We brought his telescope over here, though, and set it up inside of the church's temple that has the dimensional view in it." She goes, "But we are still studying, and we will still try to see if we can find anything else for you guys. But we, as of now, we do not have much information. But that's what you got."
Should we long rest while here?
Would you like to long rest, everybody?
Sounds
sure,
good.
Yes. So you can get all your stuff back. So, as you guys all head to the inn to go rest, Miss Muffin, you off with the tiefling and Hazel. Kelly, Miss Muffin, make me a history or a perception check. One of the two.
Well, my history is 0 and my perception is 3, so I'm going to do perception.
Okay.
15 plus 3.
Okay, so as you're being led down this street and you're coming to this building, you start to realize something. You're looking at, like, the walls of the street, and you're seeing, like, these weird painted runes on the walls, like, in red blood-looking substance. And you cut around the corner, and you're being led to the ritual building that you stopped the ritual in. And the lady turns around, and she says, I'm going to need you to come with me since you wanted to be a fool and follow us. You're going to be my prisoner. And she bounds your hands and starts to pull you into the ritual building. What do you do?
Oh, my God.
Getting kidnapped.
She already bound my hands.
She's, like, got ropes around your hand, like she's about to tie you up. You got, like, about an action.
I use my wrist, and I call for Lilith Darko.
You can only be used once until next, till dawn.
I don't give a flying fuck.
So.
Wait, what just happened?
So I'm like, Lilith Darko!
Because she's putting her nose in places she shouldn't have.
Okay.
Nothing happens.
Nothing?
It only can be used once, and not once per, once...
Once
you can only make one call in Ascending Stone with
her gone. I didn't know that's what you meant.
Okay, what else
okay.
What else are you going to do
then? Well, then I don't know because she's bound my hands.
You can make, I will give you some options. You can make a sleight of hand check to try to
slip
out before she gets you. You can make
strength.
You can scream.
Overpower
you
her.
Can, you know, any of those along those
my
lines.
My sleight of hand is plus 8, so I'm going to sleight of hand out of them fucking.
You're going to sleight of hand to try to get out of it before she ties them?
19 plus 8.
19 plus 8?
Give her
okay.
So I
so,
free my hands and grab my dagger.
Okay, with that high of a roll, I will say you free your hands and your dagger is drawn. Now what do you do?
Now I'm going to slice this tiefling across her throat.
You're going to slice her across the throat?
Yeah.
Make me an attack roll with advantage.
16 plus 7.
I'm gonna bound her up.
Okay. As you draw your blade and drag it across her throat, her blood sprays out across your face, and you turn around, and Lilith Darko is standing at the end of the street, and she says, what the fuck did you just do to one of our citizens?
And I tell her, your citizen just tried to take me as its prisoner and do a ritual on me in the ritual building, and she told me I was going to be dead, so she's dead.
Persuasion check.
You're in a real pickle.
That's probably a surprise.
20 plus
never,
5.
Just a
Great.
Reminder, you guys never told Lilith about the ritual because the guy bribed you not to. So she has no idea about this ritual either.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you get?
20 plus 5.
Natural 20?
Natural 20.
Oh, okay. She goes, she tried to kidnap you? What ritual? What ritual are you talking about? There's
Lilith,
a ritual?
There's a lot you don't know. There's so much you don't know. We were told not to tell you, but I have to now because she's trying to kill me and I need my cat.
She goes, okay, then show me the ritual site. Show me what's happening. And do you take her inside the building?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. As you step inside the building.
You're outnumbered.
You see like 4 people standing there in like rows, and they turn around and they go, okay, do you have the pet, the cat and the woman that was supposed to come? And then they see you and Lilith standing there. What do you guys do? What do you do?
Me and Lilith, I grab Lilith and I run immediately right back out the door. And I keep running, holding on to her as I'm screaming, I told you, but we can't stay. They'll get us. We have to go back and get the rest of our group.
Okay.
You fucking
roll initiative.
I would go invisible.
Roll initiative, Kelly.
Coward!
18 plus 4.
Okay. So, you're going to get... They went lower than you, so you get to go first. What are you going to do with the speed? Now you're going to be moving an initiative, so you and Lilith go first to move away, I'm assuming. You're going to use your full movement to run?
Mm-hmm. Right back out the building.
Okay, so what is your movement speed? Because this is a matter of getting to your group before they get to you.
How many enemies are there?
Where do 4. I find it at?
It should be right on your...
Walking 30 foot.
30 foot. Okay, so 30 foot, decent run, decent haul. You're halfway down the street. Now, they are going to move, but I think they only have 30 foot as well, but they are further. So.
Yeah, I was going to say they're further out.
Yeah,
than we
so
were.
I'm going to say with your roguely powers and your dashing skills, you guys are going to get to the inn with the group. And then they are going to be about outside the building if you're all going to jump in and help with this situation.
Yep.
Granted, Lilith Darko is actually here, a part of this fight now, too.
Yes. Yes. Also, in the midst of all that, did I get my cat back from that
tiefling? No, you did not get your long rest yet. You were laying down as now fucking Miss Muffin jumps through the door.
Hey,
wait, pause. Thanks.
So with all that going on, I killed that tiefling, so I got Hazel back from her in that moment. So I've got my cat with me again.
How many potions you got over there?
Three for me.
Yeah, you got any for sale?
What the fuck?
Well, they're not very strong, so I wouldn't be too worried. Is it just like lowly little...
Yeah, let's wait until we really need it, because I got to drink one of mine very soon, too. I prefer not...
We're about to go buy some.
They're not cheap.
When this is over.
Yeah, I only have 55 gold anyway, so I'm going to get one.
Well, the hard part is we bought all of them in this town, so...
Oh, God.
There's nowhere else to really get them.
I know, in the shop.
Always in check, see if they've got more, but yeah, you bought a lot.
That was some quick ass thinking and good rolls, otherwise I'd be dead.
Yeah, you would have found some shit for sure.
I knew something bad was gonna happen, but I just wanted Hazel to be okay, so I went with it.
Alright, so everybody roll initiative now. Well, not you, Kelly, you're already in initiative. The other three.
Ooh, yeah, twirl, baby.
Nat.
19. Is your best 21?
Yeah.
Wants to roll off or what?
Who has more initiative, Ben? So are you going to roll
off? I had 19 plus 2, he had 20 plus 1, so he got first.
You go first if you have plus 2.
Yeah, you got higher initiative.
Oh, I thought it was a higher base roll. Did better.
I don't care, either way. Whoever wants to go first,
I'm going to roll. Crit. Like, he rolled
a crit. Oh, you rolled a crit?
20 plus 1, I got 19 plus 2, so yeah, he should.
Muffin, Miss Muffin, what's your initiative? Oh, you already had yours. Sorry, I forgot. You were like 18 or something crazy.
18 plus 4.
13.
13. Okay, then... Duke. Or Fleastick. He will be up first.
Alright, how's everybody laid out?
So as you come out of the building, you see a row of like four kind of scattered out there in front of you. And they're about 20 feet from you guys. They're like running up on the building, but still kind of farther back from the building. So they haven't quite made it there yet. They're chasing Miss Muffin through the streets as she was like screaming and running.
So it's just them grouped up?
Kind of. Not so like grouped, but like, yeah, they're kind of scattered a bit. About 10 feet, 15 feet from each other, spaced apart.
Just give me a dex save. I'll go with Sacred Flame.
Okay. 15.
Yep. You got it.
Alright. Next up would be Dookie.
Do I got any bonus?
Dookie.
Just the healing word and stuff. Right. Still got spell slots or not.
So, bad part is I already cleared the long rest.
So they're kind of in single file line, coming running up out of there.
They're spaced out straight down, you know, about 15 feet gap between each other.
Okay, they went for the first one?
Yeah.
Can I reach the second one?
I'd say there's like a top north one, then there's one in the middle, two in the middle, and then one down south.
Can I reach any of them other than the one he went?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go for the nearest one other than he went after, and I will attempt to grapple him.
Grapple. Nice. Okay. Strength contested.
Yes.
Luckily, these guys are not strong.
Well, I didn't roll great, so 12.
14.
There you go.
Plus nothing.
Yeah, mine was 7 plus 5, so that wasn't a good roll.
Alright.
Waste of an action.
Okay. Next up is Miss Muffin. Your turn. It's all of these acolytes.
I'm gonna dash over and dagger one, whichever one's the closest one to.
Okay, is it the one Duke's fighting or a different one?
Is the one Duke's fighting closest to me? To you. Then yeah, that one. Okay. I'll go over and dagger him.
Okay.
14 plus 7.
Definitely.
2 plus 5.
5 damage?
No, 5, 6, 7 damage.
6 damage?
5, 7 damage.
7 damage?
5 plus 2. 7 damage.
Okay.
I just give him the whole number.
Okay. Wowza. Yummy hits. Archie, it's your turn.
I'm running. Who's close to me again?
They're all four close enough for you to hit. Duke and Miss Muffin are on one.
Yeah, fuck it, but... Right,
I'll run up to one of the other ones that I'm on and smack him with a cane.
Alright.
Smack him with a cane. Nope, crit fail.
Crit fail? Crit fail?
So you run and trip and slide right past him.
Yeah, so you take off running to go whack this dude, but you know your kneecaps are giving your knees are hurting, your vision's blurry, you've been hurt real bad, and you get clotheslined by a tree branch that you did not see off the tree.
Poor
and take 2 damage.
Oh, of course.
Getting clotheslined. I'm sick as shit. This is bullshit. My knees giving out.
I'm gonna go home. Go back to the gym.
Okay, so then next is them. Oh, it's Lilith, actually.
Lilith.
Yes.
Let's see what Lilith can do.
Does this horse get to attack us all?
I wouldn't say he's gonna be a fighter. More of a riding horse is what he's labeled as.
Bones. The quarter horse.
Literally. Okay, so. You see Lilith kind of run up and just push her hands out, and she starts like waving around and like writing runes in the air, and she casts Spirit Guardians. Nice. Because you guys have never seen Lilith in action.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Doing scouting work.
So this calls forth like a bunch of spirits to protect her, and you see like little screaming like emo dark ghosts like floating around her, and this is a 15 feet like out the spectral form appears, and yeah, so they appear and look like that what I just described. Let me see. Any designated number of creatures you can see to be unaffected by it, and affected creature's speed is halved in the area, and when the creature enters the area for the first time, they must take a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, take 3d8 radiant damage. Or 3d8 necrotic damage if you are evil. So they will take necrotic. Oh, wait, no, they will take... Yes, they will.
Would that hit us as well?
No, it's a protector. Like, it protects allies inside of it.
Because I'm chaotic evil.
So she's got... So she does that. She casts this, you know, big thing around her of dark magic and shit.
A bubble of flying spectral...
Ghostbusters.
Yes. Ghostbusters type shit. And, she just takes off running forward, her Ooh. Full move speed, and runs into, gets grouped, gets two of them grouped together, and is going to do her turn, her damage, because...
Literally, all you just run at them and do 3d8.
So, yeah. They're on their turn, they will take this damage. So that was her turn.
That's a dope
Lilith is done, so now it is their turn. So, these two are going to take a wisdom saving throw. That is a 16 plus 2, so that one will save. 17 plus 2, so that one will save. But I think they take half. Okay, so the creature takes half damage. So 3d8. 6. 3. 4. So 13 halved. What? About 6. 7.
Round down.
Yeah. Does that to both of them, so that's pretty good damage. Alright, so that was Lilith's turn with the Spirit Guardians. Up next is Flea Stick Sock Jelly. Top of the initiative, back to the...
Is she right up on
him? Yes, she ran up to the far top two. One's more northern. She's like right in front of one, the other one's kind of spaced, but still in the 15-foot range.
Alright, I'm gonna run up and hit the one, whichever one's closest to me.
Alright, that would probably be the one with Lilith.
The Dragon Slayer. Well, I'll go the one away from Lilith.
Okay. Yeah, you can make it there too.
Okay.
It's not that far.
I'm gonna hit him with the Dragon Slayer sword.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Plus one.
18 plus 3.
Oh, nasty.
Money. Big hit.
One hand in it. Easy cheese cut.
What's the one handed damage on the longsword? I don't
remember. 1d8. 1d8 plus 2.
That's pretty good, honestly.
Alright. So, 5 damage, 2 plus 3. And then I'm going to shove them, try to knock them prone with my shield. Creature within 5 feet of you with your shield.
Huh. That's okay. Badass. I forgot you got that. The shield master thing. How much damage do you do? 5 to him? 3 plus 2? Or 2 plus 3 or something? Yep. Okay.
Do I roll for that? Or?
Yeah, it'd be a strength, I think. Strength athletics contested. So we both will roll strength, and that's how you shove. You'll be able to push.
So you gotta outdo me.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
So I rolled a 12 plus 0, so... You just gotta roll higher than a 12. Or get higher than a 12, I mean.
8 plus 2.
Nope, does not. But it was worth a try.
It was worth it.
It was good. I wanted to bonus. Use it. Yeah. I didn't realize you had that still. Okay, next up is Duke. I think you still got one on you.
Yeah, I tried to grab one.
With Miss Muffin also attacking him.
I'm gonna try and crank him with the Emerald Fury.
Crank with the Emerald Fury. Fury.
14.
Hit. 14? Mm-hmm. I think that will hit it, yes. Oh yeah, definitely. 100%. Super hit.
Alright. So, 2 plus 5, 7, and I didn't specify setting it on fire, so...
Oh yeah, he's dead. He's very dead.
Doesn't matter.
Beat his brains right in with the... With the Emerald Fury. Next up is Miss Muffin.
And I now need to run over and help someone else because Duke Crystal killed him.
Okay. You got one that's like 10 feet from you, and then there's one fighting Lilith and one fighting Fleestick.
Lilith is probably good. She's pretty powerful. So the one 10 feet from me...
Yeah, beginning of their next turns, they're going to take damage, so...
Yeah, from the one that's like 10 feet from me, I'll dash up to that one.
Okay.
And dagger it. Oh, 5 plus 7?
Yeah.
Okay, good. And... 4... 9 damage.
9 damage. That's another one. Bites the dust.
Yeah, I jab it into its
wax,
ribcage.
Wax.
And it was like... Right up it.
All right. Next up is Archie Ortiz. She just killed the one standing in front of you.
So I guess we're going to kill the one by the stick. And
down the line.
And hit it with a cane.
Three.
Oh, yeah. These are weak little guys. They're just
saying,
wearing
we're
like,
used to like.
They're just wearing
know.
Like robes, chasing thought who they were chasing one lady down the street.
Just fighting something that was not really.
You're all still like covered in blood and just like beaten and hurt, and you're just like.
Five damage.
Five damage.
We killed the wind. I'm sure we can handle him.
Another one. What fights the dust? Luckily, they've all been hurt pretty good from Lilith. Now it is Lilith's turn, which she's going to. I think she has to maintain that. Or no, that lasted for... It was not concentration. But
no,
you can't cast another spell while you're doing concentration,
can
you?
Can punch someone
yeah,
in the
face. That's okay, she has a club. She's also going to use that club.
Go, Lilith.
This is an odd
go,
weapon
Lilith.
Choice.
17 plus 2. Lilith is murderous, son.
She saved us.
Max damage roll, 4. On a
nice.
D4. He had 4 health left.
Wow.
Crikey. Lilith comes down and cracks him right in the forehead and grabs him by his shirt, and she's like, what are you guys doing? What's the point of this? And then realizes that she just basically sent his nose into his brain. So
yeah.
He
ain't answering.
Yes. And he falls back and slumps. And you all, tired, exhausted, what do you do?
I tell
Lilith.
Can
I go to sleep now?
I'm going to go to bed.
So you guys just brutally beat these people down in the street, and then you're like, good night.
It's
like
you're
walking
away. Not me. I'm not going to bed yet. I still want to help Hazel. I'm like, Lilith, I'm sorry I was so paranoid and doubted you. Thank you for helping us.
If we're going to take a long rest, I will heal your cat right now.
Deal.
Spell slot's cleared right after.
Deal.
Lilith says, yeah, it would probably be best if you have your cleric heal, because none of us are really healers. We don't do a lot of healing. We can, like, you know, medicine, maybe, but I don't know how to help acid burns.
Okay.
So...
Do your thing, Fleastick. Save my hazelnut.
since the rest of you went to bed quickly, Miss Muffin, make me a perception check. This isn't anything that's going to kill you either. It's just...
Yeah, how do I know?
I don't think that one kills you.
14 plus 3.
So, Miss Muffin, as you start to enter the inn, you kind of take a glance, like, over your shoulder out of just, like, paranoia.
Yeah.
And you see something strange. You see Glabagool about across the street, kind of in an alleyway. He looks like he has sunglasses on, like, on his front face. And you see someone walk up to him and give him almost, like, a handshake, and then they just kind of walk away all dazed and slumped as they move along.
And then he owes you money, dude.
And he kind of slithers away back into the darkness as you go and lay down for your long rest.
It's his own supply. He can do what he wants.
As you guys are laying down and getting rested and starting to fall asleep, Duke Crystal, make me a wisdom save. A wisdom save.
Crit.
Natural 20, son. Yeah. So... you're laying in bed, and you got your... How does Duke sleep? Does he sleep with, like, his weapon in his hand? Does he sleep with his weapon, like, next to the bed? How would Duke sleep?
Well, it's usually on side, hand on the dagger under the pillow, and other hand in pants on Gooch Pouch.
As your hand is on your Gooch Pouch, you feel, like, this overwhelming feeling to, like, reach your hand down into your, like, backpack and grab the dark great sword that you're carrying.
Oh, God.
But then you overcome it, and you kind of wiggle your hand back and put it back onto your Gooch Pouch. And
yeah, the Gooch Pouch is more priority.
Go back to sleep and having your rest. You guys do that. Get your long rest and go through the night.
Do I heal her cat?
Yeah, you can do that. You guys wake up.
Do I have to roll for that?
No, so not just roll up. The I'm not 1d8 going to bed before she's healed.
Huh?
Or just roll the 1d8.
Roll the healing, yeah. The whatever you are you going to do a healing cure wounds?
Yeah, cure wounds.
Okay, because I think that's the bigger healing. That's why I was saying to use that one.
So 7, 8, 9.
9 damage or 9 healing? Yeah. Yes, that will. 9 damage. That will heal the burns and the damage, like.
Sacred blame.
In Hazel, like, so she will regain health, she will be fine, but she is severely scarred. Like, yeah. She is, like...
Please tell me she looks like... Please tell me it's, like, Dr. Evil's cat scar.
No, she's worse. She's, like, you know, like...
She looks like a piece of bone.
You know,
Deadpool, Deadpool.
You know, like, Rugrats, the Angelica's doll?
Oh, God.
The, like, three hairs, that's what it's like. It's like, you just see, like, a hair patch out one side, a hair patch out the other side, and a hair patch out the top of
but
her back.
But it'll grow back, maybe?
No.
It's all scar tissue.
This is acid scar tissue.
Okay, I'm still going to offer her some tuna before bed so she can feel better.
Okay, she willingly takes the tuna.
I'll shave my pubes and sell them to you. Glue them to your cat.
I'm going to ditch a sweater.
Why is this still calico?
It's pubico.
His hair is multicolored. Okay, so you guys wait till the morning, and you look at an uglier cat, a little more stronger willed Duke, and possibly curious Glabagool situation. What do you guys do as you wake?
Go look for a cute little goth sweater for Hazelnut.
I'm gonna go to the shop to get some potions.
So you two are just, you guys all gonna go to Tiefling Dirtbag?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
See if they got any
Tiefling
more potions
dirt
in
bag.
Stock.
After I brush my teeth and put on a new pair of underwear.
I gotta go talk to old Glabagool.
You're gonna talk to look for Glabagool?
Also, when I get there, I wonder if he has any hair dye.
Duke, give me a perception check. Or if you have a stat that you think would be good for, like, hunting down Glabagool. I don't know what stat you would use, I would think, for Duke to find somebody like that, but if you got something. Perception.
Stealth.
Yeah. You want to do stealth because you would know, you would, yeah, you would want to look where he would be sneaking and hiding, where he would be
happening. I got happening. +4 of stealth, so. 19 plus 4.
So, you go to where Miss Muffin saw Galabagool, like, doing his little trade, and you just see, like, streaks of green on the ground and streaks of green on the ground, and then it kind of goes off into the bushes, and you can hear, like, Galabagool, and there's, like, behind the bushes and trees, there's this, like, circular cottage, and you hear Galabagool inside, and he goes, "Galabagool, Galabagool has low intelligence, they say." He goes, "Who calls Galabagool stupid? Galabagool makes lots of gold off his juice." He goes, Duke was my friend, and I haven't seen them in days. Oh, where are my friends? And this is what happens with no intelligence, Galabagool." But that's what you hear from inside the building.
Aww.
Oh, Nicky poo-poo.
It's funny that Duke is the one I went to go find. All
right. I walk in the door and say, "What up, my guy?"
Galabagool, you see, like, the sunglasses on his face? They, like, bounce in the air, like, off of, like, an old, like, movie. Old school Scooby-Doo. Yeah, like, bounces up, lands on him. Really? He's like, Duke, you're back. Where have you guys been? He goes, "It's been so bad here without you. I've made so much gold."
Aww.
"Oh, you know, we had to do some killing. Wish we could have brought you along, but we're taking you on the next one. We need you to join up on the party. You ready to go?"
He goes, I'll go with you guys. You really want me to go with you, even with my low intelligence?"
"Yes."
"I don't think you have low intelligence. You're helpful to me. Come on with us."
Yeah, and you see him, like, put out his, like, square, his elbow. He's, like, looking at you, like, "Taste?"
"I like it."
"You like it? Okay."
"Oh, my God."
And then, you get, like, one of those, like, camera drone shots of, like, rising out of the building. Yes, Duke and Galabagool sit there and
do their
morning trip together.
This episode of Dummies with Dice features Kelly Lee as Miss Muffin, Nate Chambers as Duke Crystal, Ryan Hart as Archie Ortiz, Ryan Tucker as Fleastick Sock Jelly, and Tristan Hayes is the DM. The episode is edited and mixed by Tristan Hayes. The artwork for Dummies with Dice, created by Al Sorensen, can be found on Instagram under ARCSI0. The theme song is The Intense Fiddle by Ben Caldera. When it comes to Dummies with Dice, you can find our website on rss.com/podcast/dummieswithdice and on Facebook at Dummies with Dice. Most importantly, join our Patreon at patreon.com/dummieswithdice for free, or for $3 monthly to gain access to a Discord and bonus content. Come back in 2 weeks for new episodes of Dummies with Dice.